Well, hello, guys. And welcome back to my intuition-based podcast where I only post and record and put out when I feel led to and guided to. No, literally. Hey, y'all. Happy New Year. What's up? How is it going so far? I know how when it be the first of the year, people be like, January 1st, I'm finna get in the gym. So it's day five. What's up? Is y'all holding y'all word? Are y'all being men and women of y'all word? I know I am. It's only been 5 days, but for real, what they say it take 9 days to start or break a habit? But okay, so 9 days. Yeah. By day nine, we'll really be locked in. So anyway, today's episode, for one, first and foremost, I hope that everyone's time since the last episode has been amazing. I hope that you guys are really getting comfortable here. There's so much more in store. I'm definitely going into a super busy season of my life, but this space for me is priority. You know, I feel like this is home for me. This is my baby, you know. Aside from podcasts, this voice, the source thing, is so much bigger than this podcast. I just feel like this podcast is a more personal side of the business. You guys can really get to know me, really understand the way my thought process works. And the things that are coming out this year, you can really be like, you can trust it. You know, you can know like how much love I put into it, how intentional I am about the stuff that I'm going to put out, and just to really get a backstory. So I'm glad to have you here. I try not to look at the analytics because I don't want to get discouraged, you know, like, okay, if it's not that many views or listen, like, I don't want to base this around views, because your views and your followers and the engagement doesn't really determine the reach. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of stuff that I view and look at, and I don't even follow those people. So, and it's really just not about that for me. You know, it's not about money. And I seen something not too long ago, and she was saying I actually wrote it down. Y'all know I write down everything. Hold on. Give me a second. When did I write this down? My handwriting was good. Hell, baby. I don't know what happened. I know it's on this page. Okay, it says, when you're doing what you're ordained to do, purpose unfolds. It all comes together. Damn, that ain't it. It says something about like, Yasmin, girl, what? Pretty much, I can't find it. But pretty much, when what you're doing, like when your purpose, when you're only doing it solely for money, you need to back away from it, because that's when it can be corrupted. So I don't want, like, this isn't something that like, oh, it's profitable, or, you know, I want to make tons and tons of money. You know what I mean? Like, it's really not about money. It's really about me living in my authentic truth. Like, this is really who I am. So, and I don't want to put like, I just don't want to make it super businessy, because of course, you know, I know that it's profitable, but it's really not about the money for me. Like, I'm not finna put nothing out so I can get a hot dollar, you know, because honestly, like, money is really not a big, I don't define my worth or the worth of anything by money. Just like people be trying to talk to me and they be like, oh yeah, I really don't give a fuck, babe, sorry. But anyway, nonetheless, I looked at the analytics. I happened to just look, you know, I didn't really go through. I knew it was 8 cities, and 8 cities as far in like not like within, I think, was it 8 states? It was 8 states. That's crazy. I didn't look at the states. It was 8 states, and the plays, like the viewers, like the it was really like, I was really shocked. But anyway, besides the point, I hope this new year has been really good so far. It's day 5. I've been really having high energy anyway since like the second week of December, but things are really kind of unfolding for me in a way. But I hope everybody's happy, for real, because being happy is really the ultimate goal. Being happy, being at peace, and just really making sure your soul is aligned with your highest desires, with God. The title of this episode is Call Me Harriet. And if you live under a rock, Harriet is Harriet Tubman. The type of person I am, I get a lot of messages. Like, I really get so much inspiration from, I pull inspiration from different places, but Harriet, I don't know if y'all seen the movie Harriet, but y'all really should watch it. It's on Netflix. Is it still on Netflix? I gotta check and see. But the movie Harriet, it talks about Harriet Tubman's story, and it's played by that girl on Wicked right now, Cynthia, that's her name. But that energy really tied into the theme for this year. So every year, y'all know I be into astrology too. You know, I use astrology. Astrology really puts things into focus for me. I do not solely rely on astrology. It's simply just a tool. You know, I have a connection with God. I know God is God. You know, lately everybody been, it's been a whirlwind of astrology and this. Listen, if you know, you know. But anyway, so this is a year 9, and this year, 2025, is ruled by the planet Mars. So Mars energy is, it's the planet of action, pursuit, fire, like passion. So if you was to look at your birth chart and you look where Mars is in your chart, it shows how you get shit done. So this year is about getting shit done, really fine-tuning your goals, really having a plan, really making sure that, okay, this is what I need to do, this is what I'm gonna do to get it, and actually going for it, you know. And it's like no nonsense, no bullshit, pedal to the metal. So yeah, that's kind of been that's really the vibes that I'm on. I really don't have time for nothing other than what I have time for. Other than what I got time for. And fortunately for me, I've done a lot of work on myself, and I've done a lot of work to get to where I am, to where anything that leaves my life, anything that, you know, I transition from, I don't grieve. Like, I'm not going to say I don't grieve, but I don't really sit and think like, oh, this sucks. Like, I really sit like, okay, so how can I use this for my benefit? How can I find the good in this? I feel like last year was a Saturn year. But I know, like I was telling you guys about, like, it was the eight year, you know, it's all about karma and really clearing out those karmic contracts and making sure that, you know, you're, what goes around comes around. I gotta sneeze. That would be so fucked up if I sneeze right now. I'd be so mad. But it's gone. Good. But yeah, really clearing out those karmic contracts and really like, listen, you did the crime, you did the time. Now we really locking in on what we need to do. So Harriet is my inspiration right now. Like, Harriet was not fucking playing. Harriet was knocking churn out. Like, she was not literally like knocking kids out, but listen, we sneaking out of here. We escaping this slavery. We escaping being in the hands of these oppressors who just doing us all types of wrong. And listen, I'm gonna need them kids to be quiet. This is, we gotta be, if we gonna do it, we gotta do it right. So Yeah. Harriet had a shotgun. Harriet wasn't playing. Listen, y'all, motherfuckers, is listen. One band, one sound. And that is the energy for this year for me. Like, I'm not fucking playing. I don't play, period, but this is my no nonsense. This is a time to be really no nonsense. And making sure that you are being intentional about your goals, being intentional about your life. Like, I grew up hearing, like, I'm looking to the hills where all my help comes from, like, pretty much like looking to God. But think about it. To look at something, right? To actually look at something, that means that it has to be in front of you, correct? Say, for instance, I'm saying, okay, I'm looking at the TV. That means that the TV is in front of me. I'm in the same room, the vicinity as the TV. People be trying to look to the hills for their help. I'm looking to the hills, you know, looking for God. But y'all can't even see the hill. I'm no different from y'all. We always want to look to the hills, but the hills ain't in that damn bed. The hills is not in that toxic relationship. The hills are nowhere around you. So when you look for something, you have to be in the same room as it. It has to be in your view. So that means you have to go out and do things, you know, connect with God, be with God, be in tune with God, like do things that are in alignment with your highest good. Discover yourself, do the right thing. You know what I mean? And yeah, we just gotta really be for real. Plant the seeds, do the work so that the seeds can grow. And yeah, you can't just plant a seed and just abandon it and abuse it and then wonder why, oh, it's not coming out, or it's dead before it even. Yeah, that's why, because we are not really taking the time necessary that's needed to pour into the things, pour into our dreams, our desires, our aspirations, pour into our connections. You know, do you feel me? One day I was having like a really bad day, and y'all know I pray, I meditate, and when some stuff be coming to me, words, like phrases be coming to me that I've never heard before. Even words, sometimes I'd be like, what is that word? I have to Google it. But a phrase came to me, seize the day, right? Because I was praying and I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I do not be saying thou shalt nothing. I'd be like, look, man, this shit is rough. Okay, I don't say shit, but I'd be like, look, it ain't looking too good. Boo daddy, it is not looking too good. It's looking crazy, matter of fact. So a phrase came in my head, like, seize the day. And I'm like, seize the day. And it's pretty much like, if you don't have what you need, if you're praying for something and you know that you're doing the work, you know that you are in alignment with it. Because if we're praying for something, we're manifesting something that we have to be a vibrational match for it. Don't expect $1 million, or don't expect to have these things. For one, if you don't believe that you're capable of having it, if you don't feel like you're worthy of having it, and if you're not an energetic match for it, I'm not gonna be. It's crazy to think that I'm gonna have a loving connection to be with somebody that cares for me, that respects me and loves me, if I am going out and dealing and entertaining things that are people, relationships that cheat, lie, hit me, like, you know, it's no match. So you have to be a vibrational match for the things that you are praying for, the things that you are wanting. So if you are certain, like, okay, I'm doing the work, I know I'm a vibrational match, there's no blockages. So it's like God really spoke to me and was like, listen, seize the day. You don't have it yet. So what can you do today to be closer to it? It's not here yet. So either you can rest, you can pray, plan, and prepare. That's all you can do. You know you're doing the right thing. You know you're not, you know, doing anything that isn't far from what you're wanting and praying for. So just listen. Just, it's not time. And that's okay. It's okay for it not to be time. Because divine timing is never too early and it's never too late. It's right on time. So what can you do today to get closer to it or to prepare for it? It's like nesting. You know how mothers, they... I'm not a mom, but I see like where people nest, you know, they get into this mode where, okay, the baby's coming. So they start cleaning up, they start washing the baby clothes and preparing for the baby. So you know that it's coming. So what can you do today to prepare for the baby? And that's what season of day is. But also we are in year 9. So one day it was a day last week, maybe. And I was just thinking about, I know it's a year 9, you know, with 20, 25, 2 + 2 + 5 is 9. And 9, I'm like 9, you know. And I thought about pregnancy, you know, having to carry the baby for 9 months and having the baby. So this is a perfect year for our dreams, our goals to be birthed. Some people may actually be pregnant. Congratulations if you are. But this is a perfect year for that. So use this energy, use that energy of 9, use the energy of Mars to get the things that you want and you desire. Also, something about Harriet, and this is something that I've really been big on for a long time, but I'm really putting it into focus this year. Like, this is really something that I'm not playing about, is breaking generational curses. Harriet was, of course, we know about Harriet Tubman because she was a pioneer. You know, she was a revolutionary. And she did things that people were scared to do. People didn't think that could be done. And she did it. So breaking generational curses is very, very personal for me. I'm not subscribing to poverty. I'm not subscribing to living and breathing and existing in survival mode. It's just not a thing. It's not a thing for me and mine. It will not be a thing for the people that come, the generations to come, in my family, in my bloodline. I don't want to say my parents dropped the ball or the people before me dropped the ball, but I just feel like, you know, I didn't have a red carpet rolled out for me to pursue my goals and dreams. My life is a reflection of me having to figure it out. You know, I didn't have those kind of parents. And it's not to demean or belittle my parents. It's just what it is. Me and my sister was just talking about it the other day. Like, listen, we kind of raised ourselves because my parents did a lot of decisions. And this is what people don't really realize. When you do stuff and like the Bible says, is if it doesn't hit you, it's going to hit your kids. So it's a lot of things that my parents have done. It's a lot of things that their parents have done. And I ain't gonna lie, that shit hit us, you know, like, but the way to break things is to make different decisions. So I'm 26. I've lived my life for 26 years trying to, not trying, but having to break these curses, having to, deal with other people's trauma and other people's bad decisions. And I'm just not doing it no more. Like, I'm unsubscribing from that shit. And I'm just done. I don't have time for that. Y'all, listen. No. But something else is we have to stop praising the problems. And I say that because that's something that I really had to really get for real about. I know I didn't have a red carpet laid out for me to be successful and to thrive in this lifetime. And I'm no longer going to like And I made that my whole existence. Like, oh, I always had to get it out of the mud. Okay, we understand that. So you didn't have a fair shot in life, but look at you. Having this in spite of mentality. I am this way in spite of not having a fair shot. I am who I am in spite of all the violence, the trauma, the abuse, the mistreatment, the neglect. I am this way in spite of. So when you really flip it and change it to a thing of empowerment, I feel like we're able to look at it in a different way. So I don't want to make this one too long because I just don't. But yeah. I did write something about transmutation. So that's pretty much that in spite of mentality. We all as human beings, all as God created us, we are very powerful. We're more powerful than we think. Transmutation is big. So that's me having that in spite of mentality. I don't. Like turning a negative into a positive. So I'm not praising the problems. I'm not praising trauma or inconveniences. Like what can I do to shift this? And actually doing the necessary work to get the shit done. You know? And understanding that judgment day is every day. It's every single day. You can make a decision today that can affect your tomorrow. So everything that you do today, know that you're going to be judged for it. Not from other people. I'm talking about from God. You know, like, so make sure you're doing the right thing. And it's Pluto in Aquarius. I don't know if I talked about that, but we are entering, well, we have entered Pluto in Aquarius, which is all about, Pluto is the planet of transformation. It's the planet of rebirth. It's the planet of ascension. It's the planet of also destruction. And Aquarius is all about freedom. It's all about liberation. It's all about revolution. So the last Pluto in Aquarius was the Haitian Revolution. I think it was the French Revolution. It was a lot of people, a lot of things that was happening when motherfuckers just not listen. The old way isn't working. We have to do away with all of these tyrants, all of these social norms that are normal, that shouldn't be normal, that are not in alignment with our highest good, that are not in alignment with God. And it's Pluto in Aquarius. It's going to be in Aquarius for like, I want to say, I don't know how long, maybe like 10 years. I don't know. I don't know how many years. Some years. So what can you do to uplift humanity? What can you do to uplift your bloodline and elevate your bloodline? That's the focus. Plant those seeds. Do the work so that they can grow and just live and thrive. Yeah. I'm entering a really, really, really busy season, and I'm not going to complain. I'm really grateful. I'm thankful for all that God has blessed me with. I'm thankful for being trusted with such a unique and major purpose in a journey. You know, what happened wasn't fair. What happened, you know, it may have been... it could have been better, but we're here now. So what can I do to turn this into love? What can I do to turn this into peace and freedom? How can I help the next person? What can I do to make sure that the people that come after me, my nieces, my nephews, my children, you know, you never know, but what can I do to pave the way and make sure that they don't have to go through the same things that I went through. So that's pretty much it. I have a lot in store for my business, but especially this side. This side of the business is me. It's my heart, my soul, I love this space. You know, I really do. But that's pretty much it, y'all. Yeah, so get into that energy. Get into that Harriet energy. Watch Harriet today, okay? Everybody watch Harriet today. That's the homework for today. Watch Harriet. Get inspired. Get the fuck inspired. I'm not playing with y'all. Okay, I'm finna go. I love y'all so much. Also, I don't know if y'all have noticed a change in my energy, a change in the way that I speak and talk. I noticed that I was code switching earlier in my other episodes. Like, girl, you is from the South, okay? You know? But I'm comfortable now, so that's probably why. But anyway, I love you guys so very much. You know where to find me. I'm over here being that bitch still. Let me stop. Let me stop. I love y'all for real. Be good. Do the right thing. And yeah. Yeah. Bye. Love you.